Hi, all you wonderful sellers out there, and welcome back to another session of Seller Speak, where we talk to real sellers and learn from their real stories. We have a very genius speaker with us today. We'll welcome him in a minute, but let's watch the Seller App intro first. So we have a data scientist with us today. He holds a PhD in data science. And he's a PPC enthusiast. I'm sure you have seen him everywhere on LinkedIn when it comes to PPC because he's really famous. So welcome, Florian Notov. So hi, Florian.
Hey, hi. How are you?
I'm good. So Florian is the co-founder and CEO of About You Adference. And this company offers machine learning advertising technologies for Amazon and Google Ads. So data science, huh? How is that? I just want to learn, like, how, because I've always been in the media side of it, and I have seen, like, a lot of my friends took, like, data science and numbers honestly make me dizzy. I just want to understand how you did it. Like, is it, like, a genuine passion for you? Like, just tell me.
Yeah, it's a passion for both topics. Actually, it's a passion for online marketing drove me into, you know, studying online marketing in general and doing my PhD there. And passion for statistics and numbers and algorithms. So, yeah, and I combined those and did my research there and my PhD. And in the end, I met my co-founders in the university and we put all our stuff and brains together and founded Adference, which is a bit optimization technology for Amazon.
Well, that's crazy. You're like on the opposite spectrum of me. Like I stay away from numbers. I stay away from statistics. I had statistics twice. I had to take up in my college days, I remember. And both the times I was like in tears because I just didn't want to deal with it. So I have so much value for you. I mean, proud of you.
Thanks. Okay.
So for today's session, we'll be talking about advanced PPC strategies and we'll be ending the session with some tips and tricks for Prime Day, which Amazon just announced. So we know that Prime Day is going to be on the 13th and the 14th. So let's gear up. Let's get your PPC campaigns ready for it. So Florian, my first question is, I've seen a lot of accounts and I've seen a lot of sellers as well, and they just want to jump right in. In when they want to like do the PPC campaigns, they don't want to optimize the listing first, they don't want to do the SEO, bit boring parts of it, they just want to jump in the PPC, like, let's, you know, get our products visible. But I understand that before, if your products are not indexed, you cannot run a PPC campaign for it, like an effective PPC campaign for it. So what do you think? Should people be concentrating on SEO first or PPC first?
I can totally agree and confirm that what you already mentioned. So we have a lot of potential customers that come to us and say, hey, come, I have this product here. They already are listed on Amazon and now I want to throw PPC, your magic technology on it and you make it run and make it profitable for me. But actually, that's not the way it works. You need Amazon SEO is the basic foundation for every good performing Amazon PPC campaign. So you need to invest in a good product, in a good product detail page, good pictures, good bullet points, description, all this stuff, good title. And if this is good, then you can throw money into advertising, because otherwise you just throw money out of the window. So if you have problems with your listing, that can be the case because the product is maybe new, you just listed it. So you can then throw money on the product with advertising to get it ranked better, right? To increase the ranking and visibility on Amazon. But, you know, just if it has a poor description, poor pictures, advertising won't solve this problem.
No. Yeah, no, that is very important because I've seen people using product pictures that they click from their phone and they're like, oh, people know what the product is. And I'm like, no, you cannot assume that, because pictures are very important. Videos that we have spoken about already is so important. Now, Amazon has come up with this new thing where you can use videos in your product listing images instead of images, which is really interesting because people are going to be more drawn towards your listing. So do use videos. And the second part of the question is, How do people start their PPC campaign? Like, what is the strategy that they should be taking? Because when you have one product, it's easy because you know that, you know, it's a strategy that you can take, one product, easy. But what about people who have multiple products? So what strategy do you suggest?
The first thing that you need to consider is each of your product has a different stage in its life cycle, right? So I mentioned the one that you, when you push release your product and push it for the first time, you have a different goal in your campaign than a product that is 6 months old, for example, and it's an Amazon and your audience and your customer base already knows it. So you have different strategies for different products in a different life cycle. And if you want to separate just two strategies, you have the product launch and the profitability phase, for example. These are the two major parts. And in the first part, you just don't care about ACOS or ROAS. You just are willing to invest in your organic listing and in your visibility of the new product that you just launched. So you create a campaign and say, okay, I'm willing to invest 30 euros or dollars per day for 2 weeks and get the most out of the most visibility out of it. And this will increase your organic ranking. And you get search term data, placement data that you can then use to start optimizing your campaigns. You know, if you have a fresh account of new product in a new category. So this is the one strategy. And the other is, of course, if you have like a history on that product and Amazon already knows that you get a good organic listing, then you have the strategy to get additional traffic, additional revenue, additional profit with your PPC campaigns. So yeah, this is a total different strategy. So before you go to your advertising console and start creating a new campaign, you always need to consider, okay, what's the purpose of this campaign actually that I just want to create?
Yeah, very important. And because there's two things that you can consider. There's either growth or there's revenue. Mm-hmm. So it depends on you completely what side you want to take on. So that's why we have Seller App and we have Florian's company taking care of your PPC campaigns for you. Coming to the next question, I think this is very important as well because there's auto campaigns and there's manual campaigns. So I have seen sellers take up auto campaigns when they start just selling on Amazon and when they're optimizing their PPC campaigns for the first time. So it makes sense for them to have auto campaigns. But what about manual campaigns? So if you can talk about when and what people should be choosing at what stages of their Amazon journey.
Yeah, if you have... So a step back, if you before you start Amazon PPC, you optimized your product, you did your keyword research to optimize the product detail page, and you have a keyword set, right, of your main keywords. Yeah. And so you already have some targets, some keyword targets for your manual campaigns that you want your product ads to be shown for, right? So you have your manual campaigns ready or set up already and can use those. But you don't know all the search terms out there, right? And all the product placements where Amazon puts your product ads. So what you additionally need is something that covers and captures all the traffic and all the search terms, all the product placement that you don't know, that know of and maybe are of good value for you. So this is why you need to combine your manual campaign with your auto campaign always. Even the best PPC campaigns and accounts always combine manual and auto campaigns. So to make sure you get new search terms that you don't know of, new product placement that you don't know of, and all this stuff. So it's the key is a combination, an intelligent combination of both types. And the longer you have your campaigns set up and running, the more traffic you will be able to forward in your manual campaigns to set individual bids for your placements, for your product targets and your keywords. So at the beginning, it's totally normal that you have more than 50, 60, 70, 80% of your traffic in your auto campaigns. But by time, you will be able to identify good performing product targets, keywords that you then, you know, forward, harvest in your manual campaign, exclude in your auto campaign and all this stuff to reduce bids in your auto campaigns and just individually set bids on your manual campaign. So this is, yeah, a lifetime, you know, life cycle of your campaign set up. But we always see, or what we recommend is the use of both, right? Always.
Yeah, that's very good advice, using both, because in auto campaigns, the relevancy of your product matters a lot. Mm-hmm. So I think when you're running an auto campaign, your focus should be your buyers buying the product. And for that, I think your product relevancy should be on point. And do you suggest that people use seasonal keywords while optimizing their PPC campaigns? So like we have trending keywords such with seasonal, so we have Prime Day coming up. So do you suggest that people, or Q4 coming up, so do you suggest people use like holiday keywords in their campaigns?
Absolutely. So you always have to, the choice that the consumer and the user is doing and performing on Amazon. So if you look something for Christmas already in on October, then of course, and you have a fitting product, then you need to be there, right? And you also maybe update your product detail page, not only your Amazon PPC, but also your the description, right? To be more flexible there and capture the search intent by the user. So this is pretty, pretty important. But you don't know all the time the expected revenue of a click. If someone, you know, searches for a holiday keyword or seasonal keyword, you don't know this because it's pretty rare, right? So you have the just once a year this kind of data. So it's pretty important that you have a close eye on these keywords and don't overspend there, right? Because there's a lot of traffic then coming on this seasonal keyword. So be careful just if you use them.
Yeah, do not overbid. Do not throw your money out of the window on keywords that might not even get your clicks just because they're seasonal. That's a very cautious advice. Yeah, so thank you for that. Now we're coming to product attribute targeting. So why should you use product attribute targeting? Because he loves to promote product targeted ads. So why do you suggest that?
Oh, product targeting ads are very powerful tool and targeting technique on Amazon. You can use them to defend your product detail page from your competitors, for example, right? So if a customer comes on your product detail page, you can target your own products with your products to create to make sure that no competitors are able to place their products on your product detail page. So you can target yourself. It's just a protection, brand protection campaign that you then set up. This is very good strategy. Furthermore, you can also target your competitors. Yeah, you identify which competitors are yours, and then just target them and their products. Maybe they don't run ads, and it will be very cheap or not as expensive. And of course, you can furthermore use the search term report of your auto campaigns to identify which product targets are driving the sales, right? And triggered some sales. And maybe there are some interesting products that you don't know of, that is not your competitor, that's not your own brand. And then you identify those ASINs and target those with product attribute targeting. So this is just three examples of how this can be a good strategy for the use of PAT, right? The short form.
Amazon PAT, very important. Yeah. And here's a video for regarding Amazon PAT if you want to learn more about it. So thank you, Florian. For our next question, I think this is a very spicy question. It's on how do you calculate right bids, because I have seen people pay 30 cents to at least almost $7 for one keyword. So how do you calculate your right bids and how do you not overspend?
So $7 can be totally fine, right? So if you and 10 cents can be fine as well. It depends on your strategy and the expected revenue per click, and this is key. So let's put aside the growth strategy and focus on the performance and strategy for now. So what you want, you have your target ACOS, let's say of 20%. So you're willing to invest 20% of your sales in advertising. And so if you have 20%, and if you are able to identify the expected revenue per click of a keyword, of an auto campaign, whatsoever, then you just can multiply this. So let's say you have an expected revenue per click of $10, then you just multiply it by 20% of your target ACOS, and then you have an $2, it's 20% times data scientist, 20% times $10 is $2, would be your click price. But so this is the click price that you wish for, but actually this is not the bid that you set. This is the click price that you want to reach in the long term. But because Amazon and Google and all this stuff is a second price auction system, you always bid more than you spend in the end. So it could be the case that you need to bid $2.50 to in the end spend $2 for the actual click. Okay. So we say this is the uplift, the difference between max CPC and actual click price. So this is actually the way we do it. For each keyword, for each target, we estimate the revenue per click. And that's it. And we have the target, and it sounds pretty straightforward. It is, but it gets more and more difficult the more keywords, the more targets you have, because if you have like just two clicks on a keyword, it's difficult to estimate, okay, what's the expected revenue per click for this keyword? I have no data. Please tell me. What you always can do is you can work with default values of your account organic sales data to estimate, to somehow get close to this. But if you if the expected revenue per click is not $10, but $20, then you can just double your bid, right? It's insane. Yeah. You can just increase it by 100%. And this is how important this number is.
True. Yeah. And I think volume of the keyword also adds to a lot of value that you're going to be paying for your keyword as well. So if you want to check volume of your keyword, Seller App has a free tool, and it's linked in the description below, and it will be available on the screen somewhere. So do check that out. The next question is, should I bid on my own brand? So I understand that big sellers do this to avoid competition, and small sellers do it for whatever reasons that they do, that I'm sure you can tell me why. So should I bid on my own brand?
There is a short answer, yes, and a long answer comes now. So actually we did some research some decades nearly ago where we analyzed this for Google ads, and so you can bid on your own brand or not, because you say, okay, I have the first organic position, why do I need to throw money to Google to be placed there as well? And it made total sense to do so, because you were able to increase traffic with a very low CPC. And this is actually the same for Amazon. If you look at the search results page, you see that the organic place, the space for organic rankings is decreasing. Yeah, right. So it's ads everywhere. And even though you have the best organic fit and first position, your competitor can just sneaks in and steals this ad placement for you. And actually, so you want to be there, and actually it's very low CPC. So yeah, it costs, but it's low. And you can just say, okay, it's an ad, some kind of a tax that you have to pay, all right, for Amazon. If you don't pay it, you will be punished because you miss a lot of good converting traffic.
Yeah, and I just realized that small sellers, it's really hard for them to rank organically on top, right? Unless you have a very unique product that you're selling. So maybe that's why they like bidding on their own brand, so they can rank organically on top as well.
Yeah.
All right. So should I work with bid adjustments by placements? So I think this is the part where we talk about placement multiplier. So if you can shine some light on it.
For sponsored brands, for sponsored products, you have the possibility to adjust your bids by placement only on a campaign level. So actually we want to be as specific and detailed as possible with our bids. So this is why we put all the good converting keywords in manual campaigns, set individual bids for each keyword and all this stuff. And what we want to do is to set individual bids for each keyword for each placement, because top of search is performing better than product detail pages, for example, because these are all the different ad slots where your ads are being shown for, right? So actually, this is not possible. You can only set the bid adjustments on a campaign level. So this is the first thing that you keep in mind. And you should definitely, I think I just fired a post on LinkedIn about this today, that you actually have to, please do so if you haven't yet, analyze the performance of your sponsored products campaigns per placement. So it's just a report that you can download, analyze maybe all your campaigns in one chart and check the performance for each placement. And you will see that normally, in general, you see that the top of search placement has the best revenue per click because it has a higher conversion rate. So it's less traffic there, but actually you could invest more in the click there. And if you don't adjust the bids by placement, you just underspend there and you possibly overspend on the other placements. So this is why you need to analyze this and then increase your, in general, you can say so, increase your bids for this good performing placement. And so everybody just should check their campaign placement performances. And if you have enough data, do it on a campaign level. If not, do it on an account level and adjust the bids by placement, because you want to invest the right amount of traffic and money on the good performing placements.
This is very important, because I understand that people are so overwhelmed by SEO PPC that they forget checking the placements. And once you start checking your placements, then you understand what is working for you and what is not. And that's how you save money as well, because PPC can get expensive if not done right. So do check your placement, people. Now we're talking about negative keywords. So negative keywords are just irrelevant keywords which are not converting sales for you, basically. So how should I use my negative keywords?
You pretty much nailed it already. you should be very careful with working when you work with negative keywords, because most of the time it's just fire and forget. You set a negative keyword and you never will look into your campaigns again and check, what is this keyword about? Why do I exclude it? So be very careful when you do it. But there are two types of negative keywords. The first thing is you want to exclude non-relevant traffic. So if you have leather shoes that you sell, you only want to be shown for, in a specific color, you only want to be shown for leather shoes in this specific color and not for, some plastic stuff or for different colors. So this is why you would maybe exclude specific search terms or keywords from your ads. So because they're just not right and fit for the product. And furthermore, you could this is the second group. This is the thing that you already mentioned. If you have a lot of non-converting or poor converting keywords, you just exclude them, for example, from an auto campaign, because every time somebody looks for a leather shoe, it's not working. You just exclude it and you will never be shown for this again. But actually, I'm not that big fan of this. I would suggest is, if they are expensive keywords, but they are converting, then you don't want to exclude them from your auto campaigns. What you want to do is forward this in your manual campaign and reduce the bid, because they are driving sales, but not as profitable as you wish for with your current bid. So this is why I would be very careful when working with negative keywords to optimize performance. There are good examples to do so, but be careful, because in the end you just reduce the traffic and maybe you exclude too much of good performing traffic, and this is not what you want.
PPC is best dealt with, best left to experts, because these are these minor details that you have to keep in mind while you are, organizing or even updating your PPC campaigns. So thank you for that. And now we're coming to the most asked section of our talk, which is Prime Day. So Prime Day, I understand, was first only for Amazon users, but now it's for almost everyone, and Google is also doing it in their own ways. So for Prime Day, how should you be running your PPC campaigns? So let's talk about tips and tricks and things that you should not miss out and things that you should be considering and you can things that you can add now to make sure that your campaign is ready for Prime Day. So
yeah, okay. Yeah, let's talk about this. So let's start with what you should not do. What I would not do is to do some experiments, just try new ad types, just close to the Prime Day. So when it starts on Monday, I wouldn't launch a campaign with a new campaign type on Sunday, right? So focus on what actually works, what you know works, and this is something that you can test and try out just days before, but just finish your setup and be sure that it works. So this is, basic work. What you should not do is actually limit your campaign budgets. This is very important, because what happens? So let's assume that all the people that come on Amazon and look for products now, perform the same way as always, the same conversion rate, the same revenue per click. If you have deals or not, doesn't matter. So let's assume the same expected revenue per click. What you want is, you want all the people that look for products or search terms that are relevant for you, you want all the possible customers to serve your ads and your products, right? And if you have limited campaigns, because I don't want to overspend I increase my budget by 10%, you have like 3-4 times more traffic. So this is why it makes sense to just increase your budget by 3-4 times or leave it open. If you're confident that the campaigns that you're running are good performing, and you expect the same people just coming that would, visit your product details pages within the next month, that just come in 2 days, doesn't matter. You just open the budget and you get more revenue in the end, but with the same ACoS. So this is something that you should think about. Another thing is actually, if you have deals running, just some coupons, or you actually have Prime deals running, you expect a better conversion rate probably. So let's assume your conversion rate increases by 50% on that day because you have a very good price, very good offer. What you want to do is you also want to increase your bids by at least 50%, because the clicks that you buy then on that day are performing 50% better than normal. So this is why you can invest 50% more than normal. Don't forget to reduce your bids again if Prime Day is over. So this is important. We have, of course, we always see a lead in and a lead out phase. So 1 or 2 days before actual Prime Day, on Saturday, on Sunday, we see already an increase in traffic, and it takes just 1 or 2 days in the lead out phase, because we have some traffic that's coming in, although Prime Day is over or not started yet. So increase your bids, but not just blindly. Think about, okay, do you expect a higher conversion rate? Yes, by 10%, then increase your bids, and have a close look on your budget. The most stupid thing that could happen is actually that you run out of budget at 12 o'clock in the morning and have no money left, and all your competitors are getting the traffic. Actually, if you have tight, limited budgets, then have a close eye on those 2 days and increase them step by step. If you don't trust your campaigns, I don't know, then watch them closely.
Yeah, well, isn't it funny, like, you know, not trusting your own campaigns, like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? That could happen, but you shouldn't. Actually, you should always trust your campaigns. Otherwise, you should maybe pause them. I don't know.
You can reach out to Seller App, or you can reach out to Florian.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, do so. Another thing that you can try is actually you just leave your standard campaigns running through the Prime days, and you create for your top sellers additional campaigns with additional budget, and you just increase the bids for these campaigns, and they start on a specific date and they end on a specific date. So this means that even though your campaigns, this new additional campaigns run out of budget, or there are some technical problems or whatsoever, then you have your base campaigns, your normal campaigns that catch the traffic and we're able to serve some ads for the consumers.
Yep, very important advice. So keep all those points in mind. And have a great Prime Day, everyone. So I would like to wish everyone good luck for Prime Day and for this whole Amazon Q4 season. Do check out our Amazon Q4 Mastery that we just ended. We did have a bonus session last week. It will be linked somewhere on the screen. And do check out our playlist. We'll be ready for Amazon Q4 in no time. So thank you, Florian. I think we have reached the end of our session. If there's anything you all would like to tell us, leave it in the comment section below. And Florian, if you have something to tell our sellers who are listening right now, you can go ahead and tell them now.
Okay, awesome. Thanks again for inviting me. It was a pleasure to talk to you. If you have any questions about us, what we are doing, contact me on LinkedIn. I'm there. And if you want to check out our tool, adference.com, you can learn something about the technology that we offer.
Yep. I will link the LinkedIn profile below so people can reach you out easily. So do look in the description box for all the tips and tricks that I've mentioned right now. We have timestamps added to our description box below as well. So everything that you need is in the description box. So go take a look at it and let Seller App help you solve all your problems. So do sign up with us for a free trial. And we also are doing a quick review of your PPC campaign. So do book your slot now and let our experts handle that for you. So thank you everyone for watching Seller Speak, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.